So we have sponsors. The Week of Learning is sponsored by Maya Hoffman in memory of her father, Reuven Ben Emmanuel Zol, Neshama Shav Aliyah, and the family, the Neshama will have an Aliyah, the family of Nechama, and we have a Talmud Torah sponsor this month of Yonah and Shushi Ehrenfeld in memory of Yonah's grandfather, Joseph Ehrenfeld, Yosef Ben Shmuel Aaron Zol, the Neshama will have an Aliyah, and the family a Nechama. Okay, Rabbi, it's Lag B'Tzmura, and we're going to get a running start. I'm going to give you a little recap outside from yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about mishanin b'kedusha, changing kedusha, and we said that if something is kodshim mizbeach, for example, it's an ola, you can't make your ola into a shlamim, you can't change kedusha, and if it's bedek abayis, you can't change the kedusha, but there was this concept of makdishinosa kiddush ilui, the sort of an assessed kedusha, where if you had an animal, a carbon for the mizbeach, you could add financial kedusha to it, to chermei kohanim or to bedek abayis. And what would happen is, Rabbi, you understand, when you makdish an animal, it's not really yours anymore. You now have to bring that on the mizbeach as your carbon, but you still have a financial stake in this carbon, because if it's a neder, Rabbi Osai, you have achrayus. Because if something happens to this particular animal, you are on the hook financially to replace it. And therefore, if he wants to add financial sanctity, he pays the value of his neder animal to the chermei kohanim or the bedek abayis. And even if the animal is a nedava, Rabbi Osai, he still has some financial stake in it, even though a nedava, you're not chayiv achrayus. You wouldn't have to replace it if the animal was lost. But since he can get Tovas Hana money for it, remember, that's when another Yisrael gives him a tip, gives him a little cash, something worth money, that he should let his grandson, the Kohen, do the Avoda. So this Yisrael giving you money, his daughter married a Kohen, his grandson's a Kohen, and he wants to pay you a little tip for the rights that his grandson should do the Avoda and get the parts of the carbon that are shaykh to the Kohen. So you would still have some financial shaykhus to this animal, even if it's an adava, and that's the amount that you would give to bedek abayis or chermei kohanim if you add on this extra kedusha to your carbon, which was it's really a carbon for the mizbeach. Now, you're not changing the destination. If you have a carbon for the mizbeach, you can't then take that away from the mizbeach and send it over to bedek abayis or chermei kohanim. You can't do that. It's only a financial value that you're now adding on to send to bedek abayis or to the kohanim. I gave the example yesterday. If you put a dollar in the tzedakah side of the tzedakah box, you can't take that dollar out and put it in the general fund side. But you can add another dollar into the general fund side. Please do. Have fun. So I'm going to, then the end of the Mishnah, we said if the karbanos died, if your hektish nebuch, it dies, it has to be buried, meaning you can't have any hana, any enjoyment from this animal. But Rabbi Shimon said, if it's a hektash of bedek abayis in and it's dead, you could even redeem it. Now, yesterday on Amud Beis, we brought the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan said, whether it's a bedek abayis animal or it's a mizbeach animal, it needs ha'amada ha'aracha. And Reish Lakish said that this is according to the Rabbanan. Reish Lakish said, according to the Rabbanan, if it's for the bedek abayis, it needs hamad racha, and mizbeach it doesn't. And that's why Rabbi Shimon disagrees by bedek abayis that it doesn't need hamad racha, and therefore even after it's dead, it could be redeemed because you don't have to stand it up. It's very hard to stand up a dead animal. They're heavy. So what are they talking about? Hamad racha? So it's a pasuk. They're not making this up. The Rabbanan are not making up the concept of hamad racha. So as it says in Bechukosai, in Vayikra, it says, "Im kol behema tzimeya." If it was a disqualified animal, Art Scroll is beautiful. It translates disqualified. It doesn't say behema tzimeya is unkosher animal, because we saw that behema tzimeya here means with a bal mum. It has a mum. It would have been a kosher animal, but has a bal mum. Or it means a regular behema tzimeya, not kosher to bedek bayis. So the pasuk was, "Im kol behema tzimeya asher lo yakrivu mimenu karban Hashem." An animal you couldn't bring as karban mizbeach. Ve'he'emid esa behema lifnei kohen, and you cause to stand up. We know amida is what we do in front of Hashem. We stand up. We're omed. That's an active verb. He'emid is a hifil, a causative verb. We cause the animal to stand up, lifnei kohen, in front of the kohen. And then the next pasuk, ve'he'erich ha'kohen. So we have these verbs together, he'emid, ve'he'erich. So that's why we have the concept, ha'amad of aracha. Hericha Kohen Osa Bein Tov Uvein Ra Ke'ercha Kohen Kenye. Whatever the Kohen assesses, that's the value he has to pay to redeem the animal. And if he redeems it, then he adds a fifth onto the value. If the owner, who is makdish the animal, redeems the animal, then he adds one-fifth to the temple as a sort of a surcharge there. So that we're gonna talk more about this pasuk today. We brought this pasuk yesterday, the bottom of Amud Beis, and we're going to discuss more about this and how Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan disagree in how to read that pasuk, because it has a tremendous nafkamina. So we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbis hold that both Kodesh Avedik Abayis and Kodesh Mizbeach need Hamad Aracha, and according to Reish Lakish, only Bedek Abayis to the Rabbanan needs Hamad Aracha, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees there. So let's pick it up, actually, six lines from the bottom of my heart. It's the bottom of my heart because it's Lev Amud Beis, 32b at the bottom. Tanya Kevaseh Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Baraisa that goes like Rabbi Yochanan. How is that? It's reading this pasuk. Im behema asher yakrivim menu. I'll read you the whole pasuk. No extra charge. It says the im behema asher yakrivim menu karban l'Hashem kol asher yitem b'menu l'Hashem yei kodesh. If it's a behema that's going to be a karban, anything to Hashem will be kodesh. He says the bali mumin sheyapado kasev v'daber, and then it talks about the concept of redemption. And it says, this is talking about a bal mum. That's what the Torah is talking about. Atomer bali mumin. Are you talking about bali mumin? Oh, eino ela behema tmeya. It should be mamish tmeya. Like it's written in the pasuk, it's behema tmeya, and the art school translated it disqualified, because Rabosai, the art school editors, read this gemara. They learned this gemara before they translated the art school. So it's talking about a disqualified a bal mum. Kashu omer in behema tmeya. That was the next pasuk. Im behema tmeya ufada be'erkecha, and he redeems it for its value. Behema Tameya Omar. So we have it says Behema Tameya twice. So once is Mamish a Behema Tameya, a not kosher animal, which we can't be Makdish to the Mizbeach, so he's Makdish to Bedek Abayis. And the other one was a Balmum that he was Makdish to the Mizbeach. Turning over the top of Lamed Gimel, Ha Mani Makayim. So how will I understand the Im Kol Behema? Share Lo Yakriv Mimenu Karban Hashem. Any Behema you can't bring to Hashem. The Balimumen Sheyapadu. It's a balmum that you can redeem it. Yachol yipadu almum over. You might have thought if you were makdish an animal to the temple, then it got a temporary blemish. It was a passing blemish. It would get better. Talmud lomar asher lo yakriv mimenu. It's something you cannot bring as a carbon from it. She'ein akriv kol ikar, that you'll never be able to bring it as a carbon. It's a permanent mum. Yatzazo she'ein akriv hayom. A temporary mum, you can't bring it today, Rabosai, ela lemachar. But you can bring it tomorrow, meaning when it gets better. The Amar Rahmana Avid Le Hamad Avracha. And the Pasuk is telling you that you do a Hamad Avracha. It needs an assessment when it's a Balmum. You were Makdish an animal, Nebuch had got a Mum, a permanent Mum, and now you should redeem it. It needs redemption. We're going to see, God willing, with time, in the Sefer Chinuch, he says it's a mitzvah to redeem a Balmum. Not only is it you can redeem a Balmum, but you must redeem a Balmum. Good. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. We're starting about six lines down on 33a. He says, my time of the Reish Lakish. So we heard Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas, but we don't really understand why. Now we're going to, God willing, understand why. So why does Reish Lakish say to Amar Rabbanan Kochi Bedek Abayis Hayu Beklol Ha'amad Varacha? Why does he say, according to the Rabbanan, that the building fund, the temple treasury, it needs ha'amad racha. You need to be able to stand up the animal to assess it, which excludes a dead animal. And kodshe mizbeach lo hayu beklol ha'amad racha. But kodshe mizbeach do not need to be stood up to be assessed. So why does Reish Lakish hold this? Damar kra, he reads a pasuk. And the pasuk is ve'he'erich ha'kohen ota bein tov uvein ra. Ke'erkecha kohen ken yihyeh, and the kohen will erech, will estimate or establish it. We're going to read that word ota, bein tov uvein ra, between good, between not good. Ke'erkecha kohen ken yihyeh, and whatever the kohen assesses, that's what the value is going to be. So the way he reads this pasuk is ezehu davar. What is the thing she'enu chaluk bein tov l'ra? That we don't distinguish whether it's good or bad. And good and bad in this sense means a tam is good. It's eligible for the mizbeach. And a ra is a balmum. That's not good because it can't go on the mizbeach. So what's the area of kodshim where we don't really care if it has a mum or not? Havi Omer is a koche bedek habayis. Because by bedek habayis, you can makdish an animal with a mum. You can't makdish something with a mum to be a carbon because something with a mum cannot become a carbon. But by bedek habayis, they're not concerned if it has a mum. They're not concerned if it's a chicken or a donkey or a species that would be kosher to be a carbon. All of it can become bedek habayis. As we had 2 days ago, that bedek habayis is makpis hakol. Can take effect on anything, even sawdust and leaves, we saw Rabbi Yisrael. So Reish Lakish's limud is, the pasuk says, bein tov, bein ra, whether it's good or whether it's not good, that's what needs hamara racha, so that's going on bedek habayis, where we're not concerned whether it has a mum or not, it's still koche bedek habayis. The amar kra, and the pasuk says, ota, and it also says, ota, beharicha kohen ota, or osa, if you like, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's a miut. Le maute kochim is beach. So it's davka. This one, ota, is the definite direct article in Hebrew grammar. So it's davka. It's this one. Le maute kochim is beach. This excludes kochim is beach. So it's only by bedek habayis, according to Reish Lakish, that the rabbanon need ha'amad aracha, but they don't need it by kochim is beach. So therefore, if an animal that was kochim is beach passed away, it could still be redeemed because it doesn't need ha'amad aracha. Rabbi Yochanan. Ota lemeute mai. Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do with this pasuk and this word ota, this definite article here? Lemeute balmu mekar. This excludes a balmu mekar because Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't really say here, but how does he read this pasuk? So the Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan isle vadai dehai bein tov vein ra bekoche bedek abayis kai. So it's definitely going on koche bedek abayis. Teimid veherich areisha dekra tekimne bekoche mizbeach. And he says the beginning of this pasuk is talking about mizbeach. And the end of the pasuk is going on bedek habayis. So again, the pasuk he's talking about is the pasuk right before. Ve'im behema asher yakrivu mimenu karban l'shem. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's obviously a karban. That's obviously kochim mizbeach. But the end of that pasuk is kol asher yiten mimenu l'shem yeh kodesh. Anything that you give from animals to Hashem yeh kodesh. He says that's bedek habayis. So the pasuk talking about hamad aracha, the pasuk right before that, has both yakriva mimenu karban, that's kochim mizbeach, and it has yihyeh kodesh, and that's bedek habayis. So Rabbi Yochanan reads the pasuk, it's both mizbeach and bedek habayis would need hamad of haracha. So osa, but this word osa, hericha kochet osa, miyute mai, what does that exclude? Miyute bal mum meikara, something that was already a mum, a pre-existing condition, we call it in the insurance world. And then he was makdish that, he never should have been makdish that to the mizbeach because it had a bal mum. So therefore, when he redeems it, he has to redeem it because he was makdish it. It gets a kedusha, it gets a shaychus, but because it was a bal mum already, a bal mum kavua before he was makdish it, it was never eligible to go on the mizbeach, so he must redeem it. But it does not need ha'amad of aracha because of ota excludes it because it really never should have been nikdash to the mizbeach in the first place. Latana devei Levi, but there's another a dissenting opinion. So Levi held, or the yeshiva of Levi held, that even a balmum before it became kochim needs hamad of racha. They have to stand it up in front of the kohen and go through the process of evaluating the value. Detani Levi, Levi himself taught, hakol hayu beklal hamad of racha. Everything is included in the rule of hamad of racha, of assessing it with the kohen. A filu balmum meyakaro, even if it was a balmum first, and then he was makdish it to the mizbeach, which he really shouldn't have done because it's not eligible. The ken tane devei Levi should be the girsa, and so too they taught in Levi's yeshiva b'masnise in his brisa, his teaching. A filu chaya, a filu ofus, even wild animals, even birds. Now it's interesting. It says b'masnise, if you like. That's a possessive word in his Mishnah. So we see in Levi's yeshiva, they were teaching Levi's version of the Mishnah, or Levi's version of the Brisa. Now, famously, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi established the Mishnah, we say. Now, there's actually, it's not clear historically, it's not clear in Chazal if he wrote it down then or not. But he was at least misader the Mishnah, even if it wasn't written down. He put the Mishnayos in order. And Rabbosai, the order of Mishnayos matters. We have a rule. It's brought up somewhere in the Bavas, that stam v'yesh halacha kiyesh, meaning if there's a stam Mishnah, a Mishnah without an attribution to a specific rabbi, and then later on in the same Masechta, you have a Mishnah that has an opposite opinion or a dissenting opinion with an attribution, It's halacha kistam. Sorry, halacha kiyesh against the stam, because Rebbe put them in the right order. Rebbe put the Mishnayos in the correct order as he was teaching them and figuring out. Rebbe, it's not just Rebbe. Rebbe and his whole yeshiva and his whole shir, they were figuring out which Mishnayos are authentic and which are authoritative that we should paskin like, and they put them and taught them in a specific order. And our Gemara is totally based around Rebbe's order. So even if Rebbe didn't actually write them down, he put them in the order that makes a difference for halacha. And we know later Rebbe Chia put the Baraitot, the Baraisa, in order and figured out which Baraisas are authoritative. And this matters also, even though Baraisa, the word bra, means outside. So it's outside of the Mishnah. It's outside of the canon of the Mishnah. But the Baraisas make a huge difference in halacha, because what do we do when we learn Gemara? Most of the time, what does the Gemara do? It reads you the Mishnah, and then it says, Meisive, that's bringing a Baraisa to ask a Shiloh, or it says, Vahatanya, but there's a Baraisa. Because a lot of what the Gemara does, a lot of the lumdus of the Gemara is comparing the Baraisa and the Mishnah, and figuring out, well, the Baraisa may not be as canonical and authoritative as the Mishnah, but these are statements of Chazal, they're statements of Tanaim. We have to figure out if they're disagreeing with the Mishnah, or they're explaining the Mishnah in a certain way, or it applies in a certain case. So a lot of what we're doing is comparing Mishnayot and Baraitot. And it's amazing to me that in the yeshiva of Levi, they had a version of the Baraita that was Dafka, it was like Levi. So it seems that perhaps even after the Baraita was canonized, they still taught Levi's Torah in Levi's yeshiva. You see this all over. Any yeshiva, they'll tell you what the Rosh Yeshiva says. So they're continuing in the tradition of the Devei Levi, of Levi's yeshiva. So he has this Das Yachid that everything, even a Balmu Meikaru, and even a Chaya, even an oath, needs a Hamad of Racha. They ask a Shaila, a Hakasiv Osa, but the Pasuk says Osa, Ota, which is Lemeyute. So Rabbi Yochanan says that excludes a Balmu Meikaru, doesn't need Hamad of Racha. And Reish Lakish says that excludes not only Baal Mumi Akar, but also excludes Kodshim Mizbeach, because Reish Lakish holds only Kodshim Bedek Abayis needed Hamada Haracha, because Ubein Tov Ubein Ra, we don't care whether it's Baal Mumi or not, Kasha. So it's a Kasha on Levi. Good. So far we have seen a source for Reish Lakish, and we explained, based on Reish Lakish, the source for Rabbi Yochanan, that this Ubein Tov Ubein Ra, he reads differently, and this Osa, he reads differently, because he reads the pasuk differently as referring both to Kodshim Mizbeach and Kodshim Bedek Abayis. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mai Tama de Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah held that if you had an animal belonging to Bedek Abayis and Nebuch had died, you could still redeem it after it died because it doesn't need Hamad of Racha. So what's his reasoning? Damar Kodshim Mizbeach Hayu Beklo Hamad of Racha. He says that animals for the Mizbeach do need standing up and assessing. Kodshim Bedek Abayis lo, but Kodshim for the treasury do not need it. Lo hayu. The Amar Kra, he reads the Pasuk, Ve'ericha krochen osa, bein tov uvein ra. So we're going to see Rabbi Shimon reads the Pasuk differently than Reish Lakish. When he hears bein tov uvein ra, he reads it differently. He says, Ezehu davar shechaluk bein tov uvein ra. What is the item where it matters whether it's good, a tam, no mum, or it's raw, it has a mum? When do we make a distinction? Have omer ze kodshim mizbeach. That is by kodshim mizbeach. We do care halachically whether it had a mum, then we can't offer it, or whether it's tov, and we can't offer it. So, and it's telling you, the pasuk is telling you, heri chacho and osa bein tov bein raw, by kodshim mizbeach, where we care whether it's tov or raw, that's where the kohen does the haracha, the evaluation of the value. But the pasuk says osa lemeute bedek abayis. So he reads it the opposite of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says bein tov bein ra means we don't care whether it's good or bad, and that's for bedek abayis. And the ota was lemeute mizbeach. And Rabbi Shimon, according to Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, reads it the opposite way. That's bein tov bein ra means we do care whether it's tov without a mum or it's ra with a mum by the mizbeach, and ota excludes bedek abayis. So they ask sort of a kasha on this. Ihachi, if it's so, that bein tov v'vein ra means we do care whether it's good or bad, bein tov v'ra mi ba'alei. Hashem should have written in the Heilige Torah whether it's good or bad. Kasha. So it's a bit of a kasha on Rabbi Shimon. So what's going on is you could translate this bein tov l'ra sounds between good and bad. We need to know whether it's good and bad. So that would support Rabbi Shimon's reading that we do care whether it's good, tam, or it's ra, a bal mum. But since it says bein tov uvein ra, you might translate that in English, as whether or not, whether it's good or whether it's bad. That's the way Reish Lakish reads the pasuk. He says, whether it's good or whether it's bad, bein tov, bein ra, it needs hamad aracha, that's bedek abayis. But Rabbi Shimon's reading the opposite. He says, bein tov, bein ra, means really bein tov l'ra. We need to distinguish whether it's good, tam, or it's ra, a bal mum, and that's kodshi mizbeach. So we see it's the opposite. Meisivei, we're going to ask a baraisa that sounds not like Rabbi Yochanan. Meitu, if they died, the kodshim passed away, tzmimim, but they were tam, they were worthy to go on the mizbeach, they're unblemished. Yikavru, they must be buried. Balei mumin, if they had a mum, yipadu, they should be redeemed. B'medvar morim, when does this apply? B'kodshim mizbeach. That's only b'kodshim mizbeach, where they would need, they could be redeemed bal mum. Aval kodshim b'dekabayis, bein tzmimim, bein balei mumim yikavru. But for b'dekabayis, whether or not they had a mum, they must be buried. They can't be assessed now after they've passed away. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon dissents. He says, Echad kodshi mizbeach, echad kodshi bedek bayis, tzimimim yikavru. If they did not have a mum, they must be buried. Balei mumin yipadu. If they had a mum, they need to be redeemed. Tzuvta Rabbi Yochanan Mereisha. So the Reisha of this sounds not like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the Rabbanon agree, both by kodshi bedek bayis and kodshi mizbeach, that it needs hamad aracha, and it cannot be redeemed after death. And this Brisa says it could, if it's a mum. So this Braisa, he says, is a Balma Meikaro. It had a moon before you were Maktish at Rabosai. So it doesn't even need Hamad of Har Racha, as we said a little earlier. Hachanami Mistabra, and this too is clear. De'i Tema Shekala Mekdishan Es Muman. If you tell me they were Maktish the animal, and then afterwards it got the moon, there's no Rabbi Shimon Allah. Rabbi Shimon should argue against that and say that doesn't need Hamad of Racha. So it must be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, gets out of this baraisa by saying it must be talking about a balma meikaro that doesn't need hamad avaracha. So it could be redeemed even after it's dead. So this baraisa could also be a kasha, a tiyuvta, is even worse than a kasha, on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish mokim la b'shekadam ekdeshin as mumen. Reish Lakish reads this baraisa that the hekdesh came before the mum. He was makdesh the animal. And then afterwards it got a mum, and now he can come and redeem it. So Reish Shimon should disagree. Reish Lakish mepech epich. Reish Lakish flipped around the shita. Hachi motiv b'mechilta achrisa. And he brought this kasha, he brought this teaching from a mechilta achrisa. Mechilta usually means like a bundle. Here the Rashi points out, de ashkach b'raisa achrisa. De mehapech la. He found another b'raisa, a different teaching that switched it around. So here too, we just had Tana Deve Levi. The Deve Levi had Masni Say. They had a version of the Braisa that taught like Levi. And here Reish Lakish found another version of this Braisa that flipped around the Shita. So you see there were these other teachings out there that were outside of the canon. And the Amorayim were asking kashas on each other from these other statements of Chazal. So it's amazing. He found a statement of Chazal that supported him. And what was it? Meitu, if they died, the animals died. Bein tzmimim, bein balei mumim, yikavru. Whether they had a mum or not, they must be married. Buried, b'mad divine memoriam. When does this apply? B'kodshe bedek abayis. B'kodshe bedek abayis. They need to be buried. That supports Reish Lakish, who says kodshe bedek abayis, according to the Rabbanan, needs hamad of harecha. Aval b'kodshim kodshe mizbeach yipadu. But b'kodshe mizbeach, they must be redeemed. That supports Reish Lakish. So he found the teaching consistent with his opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon says tzmimim yikavru, if they are perfect, worthy for the mizbeach, they must be buried. Bale mumin yipadu. If they had a mum and they died, they could even be redeemed now, because he doesn't need hamad of racha. Tiyuvta the Rabbi Yochanan. So this is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan miseifa from this version. Amar lach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will tell you hacham amayiskinem, but mabu meikaro. So he says a bal mum meikaro never needs hamad of racha. Only Devei Levi holds that. Achalami mistabra. This too is clear. To e tema bishakalim hegdishin as mumon. If the hektish came before it got a mum, niflag Rabbi Shimon Allah, Rabbi Shimon should argue against it. Eila lema teyatiyuv to the Reish Lakish. So if it's a bal mum ekara, it should be a problem for Reish Lakish's opinion. Amar lach Reish Lakish, hacham amayiskina, what are you dealing with? B'shekadam hektishan es mumon. He says the hektish came before the mum, and that's why it gets a mum later, and it could be redeemed. Nifla Rabbi Shimon Allah, so Rabbi Shimon should disagree with that. Amar lach Reish Lakish, hachanami depolig, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does disagree with that. Rabbi Shimon disagrees in the Braisa. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, L'Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, the Amar who says, L'Rabbanan Kodshim Mizbeach Lo Hayi B'Kloha Madaracha, he says, according to the rabbis, that Kodshim Mizbeach, things that go on the altar do not need to be assessed. Ketane, and the Brisa teaches, Kodshim Mizbeach, turning over Amud Beis, Kodshim Mizbeach Balei Mumin Yipadu, that if they're a Baal Mum, they can be redeemed now. Mokminan Le B'Shekadim Hekdeshin as Mumin, and Reish Lakish interprets this, as we've just said, that the Hekdesh came before the moon. So, Shmamina, Podin Esekochim Lachilan Laklavim, that we find from here you could redeem Hekdesh to feed it to the dogs. What's going on? You were Makdish an animal, and then it got a moon, and Nebuch, it died. And according to Reish Lakish, the Braisa is teaching us we can redeem it even after it died. But Rabbi said, what are you going to do with a dead animal? Not very much. But if you have dogs, the Kelev Tashlichun, I say, you can feed it to the dogs. So, we learned from here it was a Machlokis. 2 days ago, that if you could actually redeem kodshim that had a mum and to feed them to the dogs, or if it was disrespectful. So hacha b'mayis kinan, b'she'avar v'shachtan. Really, he shouldn't have done it, but he was avar, b'di'eved, it happened, v'shachtan, and they shechted the animal already. Kidatanya, like the Braisa teaches, kola kodshim she'nafal b'hen mum, any kodshim that gets a mum, v'shachtan, and then he shechted the kodshim. Really, he shouldn't have done it, but they went ahead and shechted it. Rabbi Meir Omer Yakover. Rabbi Meir says you have to bury it because he holds it would need, Rabbi Meir at least would hold it needs Hamadam Haracha. And now you can't do that because it's Geshechten already. But the sages say, who disagree with Rabbi Meir, they say, we do redeem it. We redeem it now after it's dead. Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shimon de Amar, Kodshe Bedek Abayis Lo Havu Beklal Hamadaracha. He holds that by Bedek Abayis, the temple treasury, it did not need to be stood up and assessed. Amai Tamimim Yakover, why would the unblemished ones need to be buried? They should be able to be assessed even after they've passed away and be redeemed. Mishum Dechazur LaHakrava, because they were fit to be offered. Because remember, they were Tamimim. If they were Tamimim, they should be buried, according to Rabbi Meir, and the Chamim said they could even be redeemed now. Ketanya, the Braisa said, Hamatpis Tamimim Lebedek Abayis. Now, this is an interesting Braisa, because we learned 2 days ago there was a Halakha Machlokes about this. If someone's Matpis attaches Kedusha on Tamimim, on animals that are fit, but do not have a mum, Lebedek Abayis, but it gives them to Bedek Abayis instead. Now, our Machlokes 2 days ago was if he was Makdish Stam. Remember, there was a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer said, if he's Makdish Kol Nachasav, everything goes to Bedek Abayis, even animals that could have gone to the Mizbeach. What do? They sell those animals that are roi for the Mizbeach, and all the money, all the proceeds, goes to Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Yehoshua disagreed. He said, if there's something that can go to the Mizbeach, we don't leave over the Mizbeach and give everything to Bedek Abayis. We assume the person would be cholek, would divide up his neder, and his animals that could go on the Mizbeach, we'll put them on the Mizbeach, and everything else, we're going to give to Bedek Abayis. But here he's Mapis Tamimim. He has animals that are Tam that could go on the Mizbeach, but he specifies to Bedek Abayis. So he doesn't get into the Smachlokis, Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua. That was by Stam Hekdesh. That's where he didn't specify. Here he has specified that his appropriate animals, his Tam animals, can go to Bedek Abayis. So Kaja Hen Niftin, the Braisa teaches, when you redeem such an animal, Eina Niftin Elel Mizbeach. So if you sanctify an animal that could go up on the Mizbeach, but you send it over to the Bedek Abayis side, and then you redeem it, you don't get the animal back, Rabosai. That animal was a Tam, it could have gone on the Mizbeach, it only gets redeemed to go onto the Mizbeach. So here's a case where you're taking the animal, you're buying the animal back from Hekdesh, from the treasury, or the Bedek Abayis side, but now it has to go to the Mizbeach side. Why? Shekola ro'i le Mizbeach, anything worthy to go to the Mizbeach, it can never come off the Mizbeach. So he was makdish this animal to Bedek Abayis, not the Mizbeach, but when he redeems it, it has to go up on the Mizbeach because it was a tam animal that should have gone on the Mizbeach in the first place. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye, Amar la le Rava. So Rav Papa said either, to Abaye or Rava. Abaye or Rava, you usually find them together, so that's why there might be confusion here. Rabbi Yochanan, what about to Rabbi Yochanan? To Mukim le Babamu Merikaro. He says the Braisa we had at the bottom of Ahmad Aleph is something a Baal Mume Karo that never needs Hamad of Aracha except Tvei Levi. Kule Alma Sevir Lahu, the Baal Mume Karo lo Hava Bekaloha Madaracha. And everyone holds like him that a Baal Mume Karo, the Mum came before the Hektesh, does not need to be assessed. V'lov, is that true? V'hatznan, the Mishnah says, kol ha-kodshim shekadam mum kavua v'hekdeshan. So we're talking about a mum kavua, a mum that will not get better, Abosai, and that came before he was makdish the animal. V'nifdu, and then he redeemed such an animal. So we're going to see what the status is. Usually when we redeem kodshim, we still treat it special. We can redeem kodshim, and then we can check them and eat them, Rabosa, but we can't work with them. We can't shear the wool off and use it. Can't milk them. But this animal was a bal mum kavua, came before the hekdesh. So now, niftu chayavim b'bechora, once we redeem them, if it has a boy, a firstborn animal, that's a bechor, which usually by kodshim, we don't have bechor. Matanos, and we give gifts from this. It's talking about the matanos kahuna that come from chulin. So we understand kohanim get parts of the certain karbanos, but even a chulin animal, the kohanim, gets the right leg, the zroa lechayim v'keva, and they get the lechayayim is the jaw, the cheek meat, and they get the keva, the fourth stomach. So those are the matanos that come out of a chulin animal. When you make a barbecue, please invite kohanim and give them those parts. I really don't know if they're going to eat the cheeks and the stomach, but at least they'll eat the leg. V'yotzi in the chulin, they go out to chulin, ligazes v'levad. You can shear the sheep, and you can plow with the cow. Vlodon v'chalvan mutter, their offspring and their milk are totally mutter, l'achar pidyonon, after you have redeemed this animal. V'shochtin b'chutz putter, and if you shecked them outside of the temple, your putter, really you can't sheck them in the temple, because these are not kodshim anymore. They were balmum kivua before you were makdashit. You should never have been makdashit. And so when you redeem it, they are chulin entirely. Ain osin tzimura, they don't have any sanctity to make a tzimura. V'metu yipadu, and even after they've died, you can redeem them. Why? Because it was a bal mum kivua, even before you were maktishit. You never should have maktishit. So when you redeem it, and we're going to make you redeem it, Rabosai, it is completely chulin. All of these dinim of chulin apply to it. And even after it's dead, you can still be podi. You can still buy it back. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says from Rav, Zo divi Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon, who allows you to be podi it. Damar kodshim izbeach chayu b'klol hamadar racha. He says kodshim izbeach are in the rule of standing it up and estimating it. Kodshim bedek bayis lo hayu, and kodshim bedek bayis do not need that rule. Kiditznon, like the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon omer kodshim bedek bayis imeto yipadu, something that's for the temple treasury. If it dies, you can still redeem it. Mode Rabbi Shimon balmume karo shenifte. But even though he requires ha'amad v'aracha v'kodshim izbeach, here he agrees because it's a bal mum kavua meikaro. A person never should have been makdish this animal, so he can redeem it, goes back to chulin entirely. He can even redeem it after it passes away. My taimad amar kra osa, our famous pasuk again. Ha'erich ha'kohen osa, bein tov uvein rak, erich ha'kohen ken yihyeh. Osa is a lashon of exclusion. It's a definite, direct object. Osa miyute bal mumekaro. It excludes a bal mumekaro. That's how Rabbi Yochanan read the pasuk. That's how Rabbi Shimon understands the pasuk according to this teaching. Avo hachamim omrim afilu bal mumekaro hayu b'kol hamadav racha. The hachamim would disagree, and they would say even a bal mumekaro before it was hektish needs this assessment process. Amrle man hachamim. Who are these hachamim who would need an assessment even for a bal mumekaro? That sounds strange. Tana deve Levi. It's our famous Levi and his yeshiva that taught his brisa that even a bal mumekaro still needs this process of hamadav haracha. Remember that word osa for them was akasha. We haven't answered what they do with that word, but that was a das yachid of Levi who needs hamad of racha even for a bal mum kavua kodem hekdeshan. Ihachi, if so, zodi Rabbi Shimon v'sulo, is this only the words of Rabbi Shimon that you can redeem this animal, this bal mum kavua, after it dies? Zodi Rabbi Shimon machluk yosef b'bayle, should read, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon and those who disagree with him and the Rabbanan, because everyone agrees by bal mum kavua Meikaro, that it does need Hamad Aracha, everyone except Devei Levi. Amar Lei, Hai, Delo Ketani Hachi, since it doesn't teach Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Mishum de Rav, Savar Lei Kresh Lakish. That's because Rav holds a Kresh Lakish. De Amar Le Rabbanan, Kuchi Bedek Abayis, Hayu Bekla Hamad Aracha. Because Kresh Lakish says, according to the Rabbanan, that that Kuchi Bedek Abayis only were included in Hamad of Aracha and need this process to redeem them. Kuchi Mizbeach Lo Hayu. The Kol HaMad Racha and Kodshim Mizbeach do not need this. And this is talking about Kodshim Mizbeach. The Reisha Ketani is going on the Reisha where he could not redeem them. Imetu Yipadu, that if they died, you could redeem them. The Seifa Ketani, Imetu Yikavru, and the Seifa, which teaches if they died, you have to bury it. So therefore, the according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan are cholek, and they hold by Kodesh Mizbeach, you do not need Hamad Avracha, that's why you could redeem it. By Kodesh Bedek Abayis, you do need it. Ibayis Ema, Rav Rabbi Yochanan Sevir Alei. Or you could say Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbanan, both Kodesh Mizbeach and Kodesh Bedek Abayis do need Hamad Avracha. Udaka Kosher Lach, Zodi Rabbi Shimon Machlokitoso. If so, the Brayso should read, these are not just the words of Rabbi Shimon, but the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan, they're the words of everyone except Levi. We should say, yes, the Brayso should read, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, these are the words of everyone except Devei Levi. Everyone agrees that a Baal Mum Meikaro, if you had a Baal Mum first, and you were Maktish it later, that you must redeem it, and you could redeem it even after it dies, and it goes into Chulin entirely. We're going to stop here, because tomorrow we have an Amud instead of a Daf, but I have, from the Chinuch, he talks a little bit about appraising this Hamad of Aracha. So he says, he brings the Psukim, he says, he shall place the animal in front of the priest shall appraise it, Hamad of Aracha. He has to give the appraisal that the priest that the Kohen appraises, not any less, because we don't decrease what we've said to give about to Hashem. And he explains, Medine Mitzvah, what's the root of this mitzvah? Why is he assessing the animal? He assesses it and then redeems it. And he brings another animal in its place. This is Maseches Tamura. Our Gemara is Tamura. We started off with the concept, the topic of making a Tamura that's an Aveira. Someone does a Tamura, we give him lashes, and it doesn't work. Hayahu Tamura Toye Kodesh. Both the original animal and the replacement animal are both Kodeshim on the Mizbeach. He hasn't changed anything. In fact, his situation is worse. Now he has two animals as karbanos instead of one. This Yavi Behema Acheres Tachteya, the Sefer Chinuch is saying, he's redeeming the first animal, redeeming the Baal Mum animal, and bringing another animal in its place. This is not a Tamura Rabosai. He's first redeeming the animal, which he can't bring as a karban, and now he's going to get a brand new animal to take the place of his nether or his nedava. He's not trying to switch animal A into animal B. He's taking animal A out of Hekdesh, redeeming this Baal Mum animal, and now he's bringing in a totally new animal. So this is not a tamura, but it's bringing the proper carbon in the proper place. And he continues, he says, Nohegis mitzvah zo bezacharim nekevis bezman abayis. This is Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says this mitzvah is only bezman abayis, erchin. But the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, I think this applies bezman azeh. Why? It's an amazing thing. Of all bezman azeh amru chazal. Chazal say, she'ein makdishin, ein marachin, ein machrimim. Rabosai, do not make hekdesh, do not make erchin, do not make charamim. Ve'im hekdesh, acherich, acherchim, if he did one of these vows, minadinhu, it should be, what should happen, behema te'akir, will kill the behemu, peirus ksus v'kelim yirkavu, and fruits, clothing, kelim, they should all rot. If you make something hekdesh, it should go to rot. Avalim rotze betakanasan, but Hashem gave us a takana, Hashem gave us a way to fix it. Avar lehu kidesh Shmuel, we'll do like Shmuel. Shmuel said, if you had hektesh, even though it could be worth $1 million, $1,000, but he redeems it on a pruta, mechulo. We do this by Meister Sheni, doesn't want to say. Kedekazivna, like the Gemara says, Kevan Shekhan, since this is the case that we could, relying on Shmuel, we could redeem hektesh, even though we're not supposed to make hektesh, bizmanazay regosai. Yesh lanu lechasev, we should write here, she'ein din hamada lifnei ha-kohen yachshav klal, that the din of hamada does not apply at all, bizman azeh, because you could redeem it for a shav apruta, you don't have to assess it. Aval mikomakom din erkei behema noheg linyan, but there is an inyan for assessing the value of behemas. Shemisha avar herich, if someone made the mistake, and they assessed the behema bizman azeh, sarich lasos bedavar, he has to pay that value. So if you went to a Kohen to assess your animal, you have to pay this value. He counts this as a mitzvah. Sefer Chinuch counts this as a mitzvah that's noheg bizman hazeh, even though you wouldn't really need a hamar harachas. Rabbi Lashav asks, so our whole Gemara, we've been fighting for this whole daf. When do we need Hamad Aracha? We've been fighting. Reish Lakish has been fighting. Rabbi Yochanan's fighting. Rabbi Shimon's fighting. When do we need Hamad Aracha? So Rabbi Lashav reads this, that really, you don't need Hamad Aracha, but you need Ra'ui, a Hamad Aracha. Like we have the din, Ein Bila Me'akevet, if you have Ra'ui Labila, the stirring up the mincha does not hold it back, as long as it was the size appropriate to stir. So here too, if the animal was ra'awi, for ha'amad of racha, the animal was alive, then it wouldn't need the assessment by the Kohen. You could be podeyet on a sheva pruta. That's what Rabbi Yashiv adds. So this mitzvah has a shaychus bizmanazeh, but please don't makdish anything today. Or tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow 6 a.m. We'll see you, Rabbi. We'll finish up. Mazel tov in advance. Thank you.